Autism in Girls is something that our children, teachers and parents have wanted us to talk about. And in this episode, our brilliant ambassador Lily talks all about autism from her perspective, masking and the different things that could really help.
A massive thank you to Provide, who are sponsoring Series 5 of the Multischools Lowdown. They are a community interest company offering services across Essex, providing outstanding care. And if you want to find out more about them, please visit their website at www.provide.org.uk.
Lily, the first question really is, could you start by just telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. I'm Lily. I am a girl on the autism spectrum. I'm 12 years old and I am an ambassador for the multi-schools for autism, for girls with autism.
Let's start with that then, because you've mentioned it. Why are you passionate about autism, Lily?
Because I've struggled with it myself, and there's a very significant lack with girls with autism system. I'd say more specifically the education system, lack of support, really.
Okay, so we might go on to talk about your own personal journey, Lily, but when you say like some of the difficulties or struggles, what do you mean by that when you talk about autism, do you think, Lily?
I'd say the big struggle of it all is mainly when you have comorbid disorders with your autism. Like, an example of comorbid disorders is a lot of people with autism will also have ADHD or Tourette's or something like that. And I think that's where the big struggle comes in, because a common one with autism is depression and anxiety and all that.
Why do you think, because you are right, Lily, unfortunately, the number of people who have learning difficulties and have a mental health difficulties is higher, that they're more likely to develop those difficulties you just mentioned, Lily. Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure why it is, actually. I've never properly looked into the science of it.
Is there anything in people's lives? Do you think people are treated differently if they have autism?
Oh, 100%. There's a massive oppression of people with autism. Okay. I mean, it's so hard to get into an SEN school for everyone. Like, it's so hard because you have to go through the whole process, and it's not that hard for neurotypical people. And I think that is definitely something to do with the fact that you're not neurotypical, of getting into education.
Yeah, and that we know that then education is not one size fits all. Like, it needs to be.
Of course.
But unfortunately, sometimes it tries to make it one size fit all, and we know that doesn't work for lots of people. Lily, you mentioned specifically, you know, autism in girls. What for you, Lily, is what some of the big differences between maybe boys and girls who have autism?
Oh, I would definitely say masking. Boys can mask. I know a few boys with autism that mask and that. But it's more common in girls because we try to be more socially acceptable, if you know what I mean. We try very hard to appear neurotypical because that's, with society, what we're taught to do.
Okay. And so have you ever felt that pressure, Lily?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Masking is so tiring and exhausting to do, and I've definitely struggled with that myself.
Only if you're comfortable, Lily, but would you be able to give us an example of maybe a situation where you felt like you've had to mask?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
I've often felt like I've had to mask in every social situation of my life. Like, every time I talk to someone, I need to mask. I'm probably masking right now and I don't even know it. But it's such a conscious, subconscious reaction to hide all of it when I'm in any social situation. And I know that's the case for a lot of other girls with autism.
Is there any times where you feel like you can be yourself, Lily?
A little bit. I never really fully feel like it. But there is a couple situations on that where I have felt like I'm able to be myself.
Would you say that's more in the home, or is there maybe particular places that show better understanding, or is it more about the people, or is it everything altogether?
It's more about the people and whether you feel accepted by those people. It's a big thing of masking, because if you don't feel like you're accepted to someone, you're going to just want to mask.
That's really interesting, Lily. So how are we going to get, you know, more people to show more acceptance and be more accepting? Like what type of things do you think we could do? I know that's a hard question, but what do you think?
It's a hard question, definitely. But I think breaking down stereotypes is a really good place to start, because that's where a lot of ableism originates, from stereotypes.
What's one of the biggest stereotypes that you hear of, Lily, that maybe annoys you, rubs you up the wrong way a little bit?
I have a couple. Okay. The first one, of course, being only boys can have autism. That's the most annoying one. And the stereotype that all of us are on the more, I hate saying it, but severe side of the spectrum. Because it is a spectrum. Not everyone's the same with autism. But a lot of people are like, they think you're one way of the spectrum, and that's the only part of the spectrum that anyone with autism falls into. And if you aren't like that, you don't have autism.
So people almost get a picture of autism in their mind and think that everybody is that one picture.
Mm-hmm.
I see exactly what you're saying, Lily, and that must be very frustrating.
It really is.
And so what I wanted to ask you about now is that the second part that you kind of said at the start was around being a multi-school ambassador. Why did you want to become a multi-school ambassador, Lily?
I really wanted to change things, and I still do, and that's why I wanted to become an ambassador. Because there's a lot that we can change if we try hard enough.
You mentioned schools as well at the start, saying that, you know, for yourself, schools maybe not always been brilliant, but what do you think would make schools better for people who have autism?
I think support would definitely help. If people understood a bit more, that would help a lot.
Yeah.
And also mental health support would definitely help too, because a lot of autistic people struggle with their mental health, but there just isn't that support for people. Mm-hmm. And it makes school really hard.
Yeah, absolutely. And you say it because you've had your own personal experiences as well, Lily. Mental health support, what kind of mental health support, sorry, Lily, do you think would be best? Is it just having somebody to talk to? Is it going and doing things? Like, what do you think?
Just having someone to talk to would definitely help. And someone that understands. Like I mentioned, understanding is a very big thing with being on the spectrum.
There could be maybe girls in, and I'm saying girls because you've mentioned that at the start, girls in school who are masking, and maybe, you know, their teachers aren't quite sure how to help them. If you were that girl, Lily, if you were that girl masking in school, which you've said you have been, like what would actually help you or that girl in school to get on better?
Having a more slow paced having a more slow paced and more accepting environment. Because a lot of like classrooms are like more boy spectrum focused than girl spectrum focused. And I think it needs to be all sex focused.
Yeah, yeah. And I know as part of our autism awareness sessions, we're adding more in about specific autism for girls. And you've really helped with that, Lily, and some of the other ambassadors have as well. So I'll just go back to the ambassadors once more, if that's okay. By being an ambassador, what do you hope to achieve maybe then in the next year? What would you like to see, or what would you like to do in your role?
I would really love to be changing big things. I know that's an unrealistic goal, probably, but changing big things, talking to more higher up people about how they can support girls with autism and stuff. I'd really love that.
And that's certainly something we could look at, I think, moving forwards and you know, plan to have conversations with different people connected to autism. So, Lily, that's been really, really interesting listening to you and you talk, you know, personally about what autism means to you. And I'm sure lots of other girls and people listening, and boys as well, who listen to this will be really interested. So thank you, Lily.
Yeah. It's absolutely no problem at all. It's good to get someone who's experienced it to talk about it so you can relate. I find it really helps to relate to people who've experienced the same thing as you.
Definitely. Thanks, Lily.
A massive thank you to Provide, who are sponsoring Series 5 of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. They are a community interest company offering services across Essex, providing outstanding care. And if you want to find out more about them, please visit their website at www.provide.org.uk.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.